Carla Hall of ABC's The Chew. You're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA. Hootie hoo!
And welcome back. Sadly, it is the concluding segment of the SoCal Restaurant Show. But the better news is we're going to be right back here with you next Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 KLAA app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Apologize for the froggy throat, but we're going to get through it. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. I'm always a big fan of the restaurant scene in Las Vegas, and the part of the restaurant scene there I particularly enjoy discovering is the restaurants that are off the strip. Because if you don't know, and you should, some of the most exciting things in Las Vegas, culinarily wise, are happening off strip. The celebrity fronted restaurants that are on the strip and the luxury hotels are wonderful and definitely worth your consideration. But off the strip, you get the chefs that are really passionate about what they do and are hands-on and are visible in their restaurants. So several years ago, a pretty prominent PR firm in Las Vegas that also does event management called the Feast of Friends, the founder and principal is a gentleman by the name of Eric Gladstone, created this great local event called Vegas Unstripped. It is back this year in an exciting new location. It's coming up on May 18th, and I wanted to get Eric back on the show to tell our listeners all about it, because who needs a good excuse to go to Las Vegas? And if you happen to be there the weekend of May 18th, this is an event that you'll want to catch. Eric, good morning, and welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Froggy. How are you?
Well, other than that, Chef Eric, doing well, and we're going to call you Chef, but because I know you
Don't
are certainly, yeah, I you certainly know your way around
I'll
a kitchen,
get
Eric.
By all the real chefs in my life,
and
Andy, it's always a pleasure to be with you, and I'm grateful for your support.
Well, Eric, you work very hard, and to give our listeners a little background and better explain why I am such a passionate enthusiast of Vegas Unstripped. Tell us pre-pandemic how this all came about, and the guilty should be acknowledged and in the terms of Bon Appetit and that very high-end event they used to have in Vegas on the Strip that, Eric, honestly, very snobby, very expensive, very exclusive. See, I can say that because it's honest. You have to be a little careful, but please go ahead.
Well, they say you shouldn't speak ill of the dead, but maybe we'll make an exception. So Vegas Unstripped, for people wondering about the name was inspired by another event in Las Vegas that was organized by Bon Appetit originally called Uncorked. This was a very high-end event that begun to be very exciting at first, but really it was very focused on specific properties on the Strip and a lot of the celebrity chefs who, as we know, have some great restaurants in Las Vegas, but they are not necessarily cooking there all the time. And so as the years went on, it became obvious that that we had this big event in the middle of Las Vegas that did not truly represent the actual food scene of Las Vegas. And it struck some of us, I'm sure I wasn't the only one, that the actual food scene of Las Vegas wasn't getting supported in its own city. And you know, you have these celebrity chefs. Well, how did they become celebrity chefs? They were supported in their own cities in the first place. So we thought that this was a problem. And then so in 2018, when I was lucky enough to just start working with James Trees with Esther's Kitchen when it first opened up, James and I had both experienced a lot of food events in the past. And just generally, we sort of started this conversation of how do we get more attention for the off-strip scene in Vegas and chefs that are actually cooking here. And very quickly, we came up with the idea of, well, if you want attention, you want people to understand that there's a whole scene here. You want to get all the chefs together in one place and do an event. And then we realized that the best way to get attention for that event will be to do it on exactly the same weekend as the big event, Uncorked. And that's where the name came from.
And Eric, you're being very modest, but basically the first year that you and James Trees, who incidentally a lot of our listeners know from his time in Los Angeles, he is a Las Vegas native. He was here. We lost him to Las Vegas, but it's a good thing because you need to check out Esther's Kitchen. But basically the first year you put this event together, you didn't have sponsors. You didn't have resources.
No.
You put on an event, which was very successful, got great word of mouth. And again, when you compare that to the budgets on the Bon Appetit event the large strip hotel operators that controlled that event in its final years, I mean, you had to have a big smile on your face because you pulled off an event that was accessible to the dining public. You made it work, and you built yourself a footprint for the future.
It was very gratifying. Yeah, we put the first one together in 7 weeks, literally on a shoestring, beg, borrowing, and stealing for sure. And we just used we really put the tickets up for sale and used the money from that revenue to pay for the thing. And so really going forward, we've basically copied the same model but just expanded on it. We don't have any big sponsors. We have a few more this year, very, very small, modest sponsors, because we're rigorous about our sponsors as much as we are about every other element of this event. We only want sponsors that make sense for the actual event. So they're food or beverage related. You're never going to see a Lexus out in front of this event. You're never going to see United Airlines or any of this stuff, because we just feel like it's just silly, you know? It doesn't make sense. But we're very proud of how we put this together. It's a not-for-profit event. We invite all the chefs and we tell them we'll cover any expenses they need covered, because we never want an independent chef saying, hey, I can't afford to do this. I can't afford to be away from my restaurant for a Saturday night. We say, well, at the least, we'll take care of everything you need. And then when there's any money left over, we give it to local Las Vegas charities.
Eric, just absolutely wonderful. Now, let's flash forward to May 18th, 2024. You have moved from an alley or a parking lot in the Arts District in Las Vegas to the resort pool deck at the Palms Casino Resort. Eric, you come a long way.
Well, yeah, we're really excited about this. And to be honest, we did it on the street in the Arts District for the first four times. First in an alleyway, right, and then on the street, which I have to tell you, it's really not easy to close down a street. It's not easy or inexpensive. It's a lot. And the Palms really, honestly, they courted us. They said, you know, we want a food event here. We're really proud of our culinary. What do we need to do? And they basically gave us the keys of the kingdom, and they have given us everything we could possibly have asked for, and they've been really supportive. And it was just like we couldn't say no. You know, it makes the event that much easier to produce. But at the same time, I think one of the issues that was really important to us and why I'm thrilled to be speaking to you in particular was we want people from outside the city to come and enjoy this and see our scene and understand what's going on. And quite frankly, being partnered with a casino resort and being able to use that kind of facility makes it much more visitor friendly, let's be honest.
Of course. Now, Eric, unfortunately, we're fighting the clock. What we need to do now is let our listeners know how to buy tickets. And also, you have something special for our listeners. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, Dylan. I'm excited about that. So we're going to have about 30 chefs. We're going to have a bunch of beverage. Everything is included in the price, which the price is only $150, and the minimum amount of ticket fees involved there. Parking is free, I need to add as well. It's $150 per ticket, but just for your listeners for today or anytime they hear this, okay? So we've created a special code for your listeners to use, and you can get $15 off of that off of that ticket price in addition by using the code SoCal42, when you go to VegasUnstripped.com and click through the ticket links, and when you check out, enter that coupon code SOCAL42, S-O-C-A-L-42, you'll get another $15 off. I can't think of a better deal. You're going to get one night only dishes from 30 chefs that you've never tasted before, and
Eric,
all the beverages.
Eric, unfortunately, need to leave it there. That information will be on the podcast notes. Eric Gladstone of Feast of Friends. Food fans, that's our show. Thanks to everybody. We're proudly presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Doctor in the Dugout with Alan Beyer takes the field next. Good eating and be safe.